Imagine standing before NBC President Brandon Tartikoff at Quincy Jones' birthday party, delivering an impromptu pitch that gets bought on the spot. That's exactly how The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was born. Meanwhile, established actor Charles Grodin couldn't even get producer Alan Ladd Jr. to listen to his screenplay during lunch. What made the difference? It wasn't just the quality of ideas, but how they were pitched. The most brilliant concept can fall flat without effective delivery, while even simple ideas can captivate when pitched masterfully. Successful pitching combines storytelling that makes people lean in with persuasion strategies that bypass our natural resistance to new ideas. Whether you're selling a screenplay, a business proposal, or yourself in a job interview, the psychology of pitching follows the same fundamental principles. At its core, pitching is problem solving. If you don't have a problem to solve, you have nothing to pitch. Humans naturally resist change, even when presented with better ideas. This resistance manifests through confirmation bias, creating counterarguments while listening, fixation, repeating ineffective solutions, and functional fixation, failing to see alternative uses for concepts, like using mushrooms for construction that are stronger than concrete. The transformative insight for effective pitching is focusing solely on what's under your control. Like a tennis player who can't control winning but can control watching the ball better, pitchers should concentrate on presenting ideas clearly, knowing their material thoroughly, and demonstrating collaboration skills. Your likability often impacts results more than your proposal's technical merits. Filmmaker Robert Rodriguez pitched the Spy Kids trilogy successfully by being simultaneously excited and humble, what industry insiders call humbitious. This creates an engaging dynamic where audiences feel both impressed by your vision and comfortable with your personality. Remember, people buy from people they like. Information presented as stories is remembered 50% better than facts alone. Neuroscience shows that during effective storytelling, the speaker's brain activity mirrors in the listener's brain. The better the comprehension, the stronger the mirroring. This neural coupling helps stories integrate more easily into listeners' beliefs. Every successful pitch contains three essential elements. 1. The hook, a short, memorable statement designed to stick in the listener's mind. 2. The logline, which introduces the main conflict and hints at the story arc. 3. The three-act structure, which presents the problem and solution through character development. The Odd Couple exemplifies a model pitch. The hook, saving your friend from suicide could kill you, creates immediate intrigue. The logline presents the central conflict. Picture two guys, one the neatest guy in the world, the other the sloppiest, moving in together. The three-act structure unfolds their story from Felix's suicidal crisis through their incompatible living to their ultimate resolution. This structure isn't exclusive to entertainment. The best business pitches also tell compelling stories. When Steve Jobs introduced the iPod, he didn't lead with technical specifications, but with the story of 1,000 songs in your pocket, following the classic problem, solution, benefit structure. Every decision stems from persuasion. We process persuasive information through two routes: central processing, engaging deeper cognitive resources for important matters, and peripheral processing, relying on secondary cues like presentation style or speaker credibility. Even in important decisions, we primarily rely on intuition, our accumulated knowledge, beliefs, and biases. Creating cognitive ease is crucial in pitch situations. Stanford University research revealed people in positive moods perform up to 300% better at intuitive tasks and creative problem solving. This explains why successful pitches often begin with humor or engaging stories. They're strategic tools for cognitive optimization, not mere icebreakers. For maximum persuasiveness, start with small, easily granted requests before larger ones. Present an excessive request first before asking for what you actually want. Use precise numbers, like $127 instead of $130, for credibility. Maintain eye contact 60 to 70% of the time to build trust. Find genuine common ground with your audience. Likeability is critical. People are up to 47% more likely to be persuaded by someone they like, even when the message content is identical. Anxiety evolved as a crucial survival mechanism, the flight or fight response. When the amygdala senses danger, it triggers the sympathetic nervous system, flooding the body with stress hormones. These responses, while life-saving and genuine danger, become counterproductive during pitches. Pitching creates anxiety because it combines three pressure principles. The consequences matter deeply, the outcome is uncertain, and you're personally responsible for the result. Intelligent people often suffer more from pitch panic because their complex thinking requires mental resources that anxiety disrupts. Since we can't directly control emotions, manage pitch anxiety indirectly. Relaxation training through deep breathing exercises like the 4-7-8 technique, inhale for 4 counts, hold for 7, exhale for 8, sends more oxygen to your brain. Imagery helps by mentally picturing positive outcomes. Both techniques work by engaging different neural pathways that distract from fear-provoking thoughts. Despite common belief, research shows we don't perform best under pressure. NBA players' free throw percentages drop during high-pressure moments, and teams are 23% less creative when rushed. This pressure paradox demonstrates why thorough preparation matters. Knowing your audience is fundamental. A pitch isn't designed just to work. It's designed to work on somebody specific. Research thoroughly using first, second, and third-degree connections to gather insights about your audience's preferences, communication styles, and past choices. Priming, where exposure to one stimulus influences response to another, can be strategically used in pitches. Physical actions affect mental states. Smiling makes jokes seem 15% funnier, and nodding while hearing a message increases agreement by up to 40%. Incorporate elements that encourage positive associations. Consider bringing a partner who can read the room while you focus on delivery. Like chess masters recognizing board patterns instantly, experienced pitch partners can identify subtle audience reactions you might miss, allowing for real-time adjustments based on engagement signals. Begin with deep breathing to reduce anxiety and oxygenate your brain. First impressions form within 7 seconds through multiple channels: attire, one step above your audience's expected dress, posture, entrance, eye contact, and handshake, all before speaking your first word. Master the 50% rule of eye contact. When speaking, look away about 60% of the time. When listening, maintain eye contact 80% of the time. People with appropriate eye contact are perceived as 40% more trustworthy. Never preface your pitch with disclaimers about nervousness or inexperience. This doesn't lower expectations. It redirects attention to your weaknesses. When facing challenging questions, resist responding immediately. Taking time demonstrates confidence and leads to more accurate responses. Remember Gary Grossman's insight. When you get a yes, stop talking immediately. A no often signals the real beginning of your selling opportunity. Your pitch is your moment to transform ideas into reality through persuasion. With proper preparation, psychology, and performance techniques, you can make your audience not just hear your idea, but feel it, believe it, and champion it as their own.